Idlewood Drive. When you're a child, your surroundings seem so much grander than what they are in actuality. The street where I spent the majority of my childhood years feels like a dream had long ago that was filled with many quirky neighbors, family gatherings, and nostalgia. The quaint brick houses were not extravagant, nestled in a working-class neighborhood with neatly kept lawns and cracked sidewalks. The people that lived there had an old-fashioned, strong sense of community that generally means everyone knows everyone. There were several homes belonging to eccentric retirees that would always be watchful for whatever gossip could be acquired about the neighboring families. For instance, the couple who lived directly across the street from our house would sit outside on fold-out lawn chairs every day without fail. My mother liked to label them the neighborhood watch. To the left of our house lived reclusive Miss Ruby. In hindsight, she was probably not mentally stable and would always hurry from her car into her house before anyone could see or speak to her. Next, there were Mr. Smokey and Miss Sheila, who displayed duck statues in their front yard that would be adorned with different outfits pertaining to whatever holiday or season was near. Then last but not least, my grandparents lived at the end of the street. My grandparents stayed 7 houses from ours, where they had lived many years since they were newlyweds with a young family of 4 children. Their house was always open to family, friends, neighbors, neighborhood kids, or even random pets that would visit while their owners went out of town. My grandmother is one of a kind. She has an entire room dedicated to sewing and arts and crafts, where she would watch Jerry Springer in the afternoons. Whatever she wears always consists of flamboyant jewelry or clothing she has made. She, of course, is a loving grandmother, so she will always make clothing and accessories for the whole family and expect to see them worn. The house would always smell of food she concocted that day with the same expectations that it would be eaten. My grandfather is a strong, silent type that could usually be found in his designated chair working on crossword puzzles or tinkering in his workshop. During my grandmother's excitable stories and conversations, she turns to him to reference a person or event. He then sharply interjects in perfect time with the exact information she asked for and nothing more. Growing up, I spent more time with my grandparents than with my own parents. I would walk to their house every day after school while my parents worked late hours and slept over weekend nights with my cousins. I had 2 cousins that were close to my age, and we would spend hours in the backyard collecting interesting flowers and climbing on the old trees. Mama and Papa Taylor would always spend time with us playing games. I was the quickest with math problems in my class from my learning foundation of blackjack and dominoes in their informal dining room table. Every piece of furniture, fixture, and flooring had been worn down by countless loved ones putting it to the test. All of the common areas in the house were brown. It consisted of brown carpet, tile, cabinets, and old-fashioned wooden paneling. The walls are decorated with endless family photos. Many are collages that my grandmother made that are always fun to look back on from 20 years or more. My favorites are the candid photos that captured funny expressions or poses. These are some of my favorite memories. When I was 12 years old, we moved across town into a different neighborhood with new construction and starter families. I would go back to Idlewood Drive for my family visits and special occasions. The houses look different to me, and the people I once knew are no longer there, but I'll always keep fond memories of that place and time.